And so I'm Roland here with Kaiser.
Angie Heasel. You're in the furnace at the A Foundation, and you're working on production of twins, How Do I Know I Am Me? So I know it's about it's something to do with identical twins, and I remember you put out a call here for identical twins to get involved. I don't know what sort of response you got, but you see some twins here, so perhaps you'd like to tell us a bit, what the performance is about.
Yes, well, the performance, or let's say the project, we would like to call it a project, you know, because it consists of different media and different levels of work, maybe. So it's an installation combined with the performance around the theme of identical twins. So we've chosen identical twins. We've chosen some identical twins here from Liverpool. We've got some identical twins from Germany. But okay, they are not only from Germany. They live in Germany and are a little bit from other countries as well. And what we've done is, you know, we've been working here for almost 3 weeks now. So we started to install different installations and work at the same time, first with the English couples and then as well with the German couples coming in, according to the space. So our work is site-specific work, which is very important for us because the space, the venue is always a very big aspect and is well part of the theme, one could say. We just integrate it. I've personally been always interested in identical twins because I've got two younger sisters who are now 50, and they are identical one could maybe think of. They still live together, and it's a whole life together, you know. So this being one being part of the other, vice versa, that's something that always has interested me, you know, in let's say in a society which at the same time wants to be so individual, you know, everybody wants to be individual, wants to be different than others. So this is maybe one aspect, you know, and then this, how can people flow into one another, you know, where is the melting of let's say a boundary between person to person, not only physically but, you know, actually, you know, as well on a psychical level, on a very personal level. So we've been looking into the theme of identical twins from, let's say, a personal perspective or a point of view, into psychology, what does it mean aesthetically, and going that far that we will have one part as well which where we as Germans want to look into or want to get a glimpse into a medical aspect, which in Germany was very, very bad, you know, at the time of the concentration camps in Germany. There was a very a very intense search with some doctors, and one of the doctors was Mengele. I think he's maybe quite known. Well, in some parts he's quite known. He worked, which is as well in brackets, you know, he himself thought that he works, you know, on this theme in the concentration camp in Auschwitz. You know, when the trains came, he separated twins, non-twins, twins and parents from twins, and did really cruel experiments on them. So it was so disgusting and so terrible. Some of them are still alive, very, very few, but many suffered so much that they died after all these experiments, which were really stupid, idiotic, and very, for him, very selfish experiments. So we refer as well to this, let's say, negative aspect of medicine, yet at the same time, you know, looking into genetics, you know, nowadays, well, lots of research is as well done, which is then as well around the theme around twins, so, and cloning and so on, you know, there we get as well on a certain, on a level which has to do with, wanting to multiply, you know, maybe even personalities. So it's around that, you know, and at the same time, you know, from the aesthetic point of view, we like to play as well with this mirroring of one another, so the images that that can be seen as mirrors, and yet at the same time one thinks of the personal mirror, one person in front of the other one, and are mirroring oneself in the other person.
Yeah, as you say, it's a fascinating subject, and it could be treated very dryly, academic, but
yeah.
Looking around as it's, I think it's going to be more playful, more...
Well, we definitely come from the humorous part as well, yes. and we like to see it, you know, from different angles. So that as well is a point, you know, we will have the public come in, and then at a certain point we let the public just spread around as they want, and... Yes, and then they will discover themselves, you know. Then they can, it's probably in between being in an exhibition or in a show, so that they will always be in between, you know. So the public then all of a sudden, probably there will be twins as well in the public, and hopefully. So this could be as well an aspect which is then new for us. So we had this happen as well in Calais, which was quite interesting then, you know. And at the same time, you know, the people, they look and search for their own angle of perspective here in the space, and yet at the same time, I think this refers very much to a perspective in the mind as well. How do you look, how do I look at things, you know? From which point of view, from which angle, how do I perceive something? So it's about looking and perception as well.
Yes, yeah, so just to clarify, the twins that you've recruited are actually performing or taking part in the piece, although they might not be performers by...
We very much like to, for years I've been chosen, or we've been choosing as well, people that somehow refer to the theme. So it's people that know something about the theme that are, yes, incorporate more or less this theme. So we have got twins that are, let's say, professional dancers, professional performers, but we have got as well twins that are just twins in their whole being, so and we would like to somehow keep it like that, you know, as an expression maybe even, and they bring themselves in. So we try to work not letting them be actors or actresses. This is not what we're interested in. We want to be a little bit closer to let's say as well daily life, even though of course it's put on an artistic level, but you know, really have the real people.
Yeah. I must admit, I assumed it was going to be more of a stage play when I first heard about it.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It's quite surprised we're in the Furnace, which is a huge space, and
yeah.
Yeah, so people will just wander around the various
yes.
sections.
Mm-hmm.
So is there no structure to it at all? The audience will just
yes, well,
come in
there
and,
is a structure that the audience will find out okay. then whilst they are coming, you know.
Right.
There are definite set-up installations. And yes, at certain moments, those installations will be performed at as a live act, you know, or will be part of something that I don't know the English expression, you know,
yeah.
But yes, so you know, according to that, you know, the public will definitely find its own flow and go maybe against even the flow that we have set up. So that's interesting as well for us. So there is a certain openness as well to that. We can't control everything then, even though, let's say, we have controlled what all the performers are doing. So this is our proposition, and now the public comes in, and we will see about the public, you know, where they position themselves. It's not that we want them to participate. That's not the thing. So, but, you know, they will find their way through this